Oh, how it can be fun to think back to the way things used to be and now comparing it to the way things are now. So much has changed. And, when I think about what my life was like before, it was before when I didn't have healthy habits in place. I was a new mom. I, was going through postpartum recovery, and I didn't have any habits in place because I didn't know how to live my life with a baby in my life. And then over time, you gradually start to develop healthy habits and figure things out, trial and errors. But over time, you develop so many healthy habits as a mom. You're like, okay, I'm rocking this. This is easy. I've got it. Now, I know you're not at that stage right now. And so I'm here to give you some, motherly advice on how you can live your life with healthy habits in place. And so that your life as a postpartum mom can just run seamlessly. And it's possible. It's possible with healthy habits. And I want to help coach you and guide you in that direction today and give you a side-by-side comparison of what my life was like as a new mom when I had no healthy habits in place and what it was like when I do have healthy habits in place. And you will see that it is dramatically different. And it's obviously so much better, my life, having these healthy habits. So if you want to live a life as a mom with healthy habits and go through your day-to-day routine without having to think about everything, without having to have that boggled down mind of, what's going to happen next? And I have so much on my plate and I have all these long to-do lists everywhere. If you're ready to just scratch that living and go to a life of living comfortably, peacefully, joyfully, and fitting in exercise and fitness and all those other healthy habits that come along with it. If you're ready to live that life without anything stopping you, keep listening to this episode. It's going to be a good one. Stick around. Let's go.
Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this.
What is the number one complaint moms have when it comes to reaching their postpartum fitness goals? It's lack of consistency. I see it time and time again. And every time I get a new mom entering into my Facebook community, I'm asking them, what are you struggling with? What's so difficult when it comes to postpartum fitness? And I see it over and over again. It's consistency. Moms are struggling with consistency. And that's why I'm talking about habits today. But if you are not a part of our free Facebook community, definitely join us over there. There's so much motivation going on. Every Monday, I'm giving you a motivational quote to keep you inspired at the beginning of the week. And then every Sunday, I'm encouraging you to reset your schedule and to fit in your fitness into your planner and all those things that go along with it. I'm trying to help you stay accountable to yourself and get it done, right? You need to have a community to support you and to encourage you along the way. You can't do this alone. A lot of times when we think that we can do it, we're strong enough to do it, and you try to do it all by yourself, there's something that will derail you. There's something that is going to sort of stop you in your tracks, and then no one's there to pick you back up again. But when you're in this Facebook community, we are here keeping an eye on you, making sure that you are reaching your fitness goals, and we are making sure that you are active, that you are staying active, that you are getting those healthy habits in place. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, because so many moms need these healthy habits, but they don't know where to start, or they don't know how to keep them going, how to stay consistent with these healthy habits. So let's talk about what my life was like before having any healthy habits in place as a new mom. Now I'm talking about, I just became a mom, I just had my first baby, and my whole life is out of whack, right? I mean, it's wonderful, it's great. I had my first baby. I'm so blessed to have children. But, you know, everything goes on the wayside. Like, we are just focused on making sure that our baby eats and sleeps and that she has a new clean diaper, right? Well, all those healthy habits are just long gone. You know, I used to work out 5 days a week at the gym, and my husband and I were so consistent with our workouts together. And then we lose sleep after having a baby, and yep, exercise out the window. We're not doing that anymore. Just for a short period of time, right? We don't want to do that forever. And that's why you're here, because I don't want you using the excuse that I'm a mom, I have to catch up on my sleep, so I can't exercise. We aren't thinking that way. Here at the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, we are saying, yes, we don't get a lot of sleep as moms, but we can still work out. It doesn't have to be an hour-long workout. It can be a five-minute workout. And then in time, we're going to gradually increase the duration of our workouts. And in time, we are going to make that 30-minute workout happen consistently. And in time, if I want a 45-minute workout, I'm going to make that 45-minute workout happen consistently. This isn't going to happen overnight. This is a gradual progression of consistent habits that we are going to start today. If you are ready to get some good habits in place, today is the day to start. There's no one stopping you. We don't need a New Year's resolution to get us going. We just need to start. So for the month of March, I really want to hone in on habit formation. A lot of moms come to me struggling. They're just struggling. And I struggled too when I was a new mom. And so what was my life like when I didn't have healthy habits in place? Well, you let me know if you can resonate with what I went through, but I wasted a lot of time walking around my house. If I didn't have a routine or any kind of healthy habits in place, I was just walking around my house looking for things that I needed to do, like pick up, you know, the mess on the floor, or, oh, I walked by the kitchen sink, I need to go do the dishes. And you're sort of just like wandering around the house, seeing all the problems, and not really having a plan, but you just feel bogged down by everything that you walk by. And that's a result of not having healthy habits and not knowing what to do next. You know, maybe you do get a block of time and you're nursing your baby and you're sitting there and everything's sort of calm in the moment, but then your baby wakes up. And then what's next on the agenda for the day? You know, are you going to be doing tummy time with your baby? Are you going to go for a walk with your baby? Are you going to try to cook a meal with your baby, you know, attached to you? So not having a plan can really have a negative side effect of losing time in your day to being more productive with the things that matter. Things that matter, such as cooking a healthy meal and having a plan with all the ingredients that you need to cook that healthy meal, or having a plan to work out during this block of time that you're going to have when your baby's happy and excited to be with you. So when you don't have that plan, when you don't have that healthy habit in place, you might miss that great opportunity to do the things that really matter the most. When you don't have healthy habits in place, you feel overwhelmed all day long. You feel that feeling of stress and anxiety and confusion, and you feel lost. And all those feelings are draining on our health, draining on our emotions, draining on our mood, and it has a negative spiral effect on our whole day. And so when you don't know what's happening next in your day, because, you know, what do we know? We know that our baby's going to need us all day long, but we don't know when our baby's going to need us. And so that is the one constant thing that is going to happen. You know, we need to know that our day is going to be up and down, because our baby is so up and down and up and down. But in the moments that your baby is, you know, doing great, we need to have some habits and routines in place during that time, just to keep our minds stable, to keep our mood joyful and happy. So I put myself down a lot when I was a new mom because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know if I was proficient enough at doing all the mom things and all the homemaking things. And you just feel like you're a failure in a way, where you used to be so productive and so on point before, you know, giving birth, and then you have your baby and you just feel like, oh, I'm missing the mark. I'm not accomplishing the things that I want to accomplish. And I'm not exercising as much as I wanted to exercise. And I'm not eating the healthy meals that I once ate before because I don't have time to prepare them. So a lot of things just sort of go downhill in the way that we don't want them to. We want them to improve over time rather than get worse over time. And this is a result of unhealthy habits. Now, I want to compare my life with healthy habits in place as a mom. So this means having routines and habit stacks where I know that once I do this one thing, this next thing comes next. And once I do that, this other thing comes next. And so I have a habit stacking in place. And boy, has my life dramatically changed because of it. Number one thing is I don't have to overthink my life. Things happen automatically. And that's the beauty of our brain. Our brain develops these neural pathways that just automatically fire and we just automatically perform without having to think. You know, you drive from your house to the grocery store and you don't really have to think about it because you do it so often. That's just that automatic habit that takes over. And our life can be like that at home. We don't have to think about what comes next if we create that habit of doing it over and over and over again. And so I love that because as a new postpartum mom, our brains aren't as sharp as they once were because we're lacking sleep. That's just the fact, is that we can't think as quickly or as sharply as we once used to be. And that will come back in time. But when you're lacking sleep, it's hard to think really clearly. And so if we have those automatic habits in place, we won't have to work hard at thinking about these habits. So having a clear plan in place makes the thinking easier. And I know what comes next. If you write it down, if you take the time to write down at least one little routine in your day that you always want to achieve, running that down and performing that day after day after day, eventually, you won't have to look at your written down notes. You'll remember them. You'll automatically perform that habit without having to think about it. And that makes life so much easier. And just having that clear plan, it makes it easier to communicate with your family, knowing like, okay, you know, every day at this time, I'm always going to be exercising, then I'm going to shower, then I'm going to cook a few meals and do some batch cooking, and then I'm going to have a hobby time in the day. You know, if you have that kind of routine in place and your family knows that, then you can easily communicate like, oh, I'm not available to do this. I'm available at this later time. Or if you need to set up a doctor's appointment, you know that this time of day, you're always doing this routine stack. You're doing this habit stack and that you won't schedule your appointments during those times because that is important to you, that you always want to work out first thing in the morning and you don't want to schedule doctor's appointments during your workout time. So having these habits in place really helps your whole week to align more clearly. And you know that I don't have to think about 5 days a week, oh, when am I going to get all this stuff done? No, I have this section of time to get this stuff done. So it just makes for a more organized day, less thought process going into your day, and then also more freedom in your day because you will clear up so much time when you have organized time. Again, this doesn't have to be minute by minute or hour by hour. This is more time blocks. So if you want to learn more about time blocking, definitely check out episode 51 and episode 29 where I talk about time blocking. It is a complete game changer. With consistency and habits and routines, you will find so much more time in your day. And with that extra time in the day, you can plan out your meals better. You can cook healthier meals. You will have time to look up recipes where you can get some really good fresh ingredients. You have time to prep some fresh fruits and vegetables for the week. You'll be able to work out for a length of time that is ideal for you. You will find time in your day when you are consistently doing the same thing over and over again, Monday through Friday at least. Now, I'm not talking about Saturday and Sunday. I'm talking about, you know, the week, the heart of the week, Monday through Friday. you are consistently doing the same routine stack that's important to you. So take the time right now to think about what is a consistent habit that you want to focus on this week. And I'm hoping it has to do with working out. So the reason why I encourage you to focus on creating a consistent habit for exercise first, before nutrition, before water, before sleep, because exercise will actually promote all the other things. So if you exercise, you will develop a stronger hunger for healthier foods. No way are you going to exercise and then crave sugar and cakes and soda and high carbs. It just doesn't happen. But when you exercise and you worked hard at it, you're gonna be craving the fruits, the vegetables, and the proteins, okay? Because your body is craving that healthy nutrition to fuel your workout. And then you're gonna be thirsty, right? You're gonna be working out and you're gonna be drinking a ton of water anyway. So that just like goes hand in hand. And then by the end of the day, you're gonna be exhausted. You're gonna be so tired that you're gonna get really good deep sleep. So all of these things come into play after you focus on exercise first. So I would encourage you to make the healthy habit of exercise before anything else. I just listened to a really good podcast episode of a man who wanted to start a new exercise habit, and he struggled with just getting started. And so you know what he did? He put his workout shoes on the toilet seat. So every morning when he woke up, he would go to the toilet, but he couldn't go to the bathroom unless he put his shoes on first. So try that quick hack, see if that helps you. You put on your workout shoes, you go to the bathroom, and then you work out. You know, you can work out in your pajamas if you need to, it's okay. If you love learning about healthy habits with me today on the Fit Postpartum Mom podcast, get really excited because we are going to be starting a new series here as we dive into the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I absolutely love this book. This book is going to help you create these healthy habits that you are struggling with. And we're going to go through this book on the podcast, and I'm going to apply his lessons to the postpartum mom who wants to be fit. So he talks about so many different niches and so many different habits of, you know, quitting smoking or healthy eating, but we are going to focus on creating the fitness habit of fitting in exercise into your busy postpartum mom life. So if you want to join me and learn more about how he teaches people to create these healthy habits in an easy way, one step at a time, definitely come back for the next few episodes throughout the month of March. And I think we're going to go into April and we'll see how long it takes us, but we're going to go through that book and we're going to make sure that we are going to achieve what we want to achieve as a fit postpartum mom. So if you're excited about that, I'd love for you to join us in the Facebook community where we can keep each other accountable throughout this whole postpartum journey together. All right, and remember to always live core strong.
Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom podcast.